This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Massive voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As per latest reports in Tamil Nadu, over 82% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 90% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats and 152 constituencies in West Bengal. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. Polling was also held for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat today. As West Bengal assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has intensified across the state, with star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed rallies in Krishnanagar and Mathurapur today, targeting the ruling party over corruption and infiltration. Later, the Prime Minister visited Belur Math, headquarters of the Ramakrishna Math and Mission. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, campaigning in Kolkata, accused the Prime Minister of undermining the democratic process. On the left front, leaders M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat addressed a rally in Jadavpur, while State Secretary Mohammad Saleem led roadshows in Baliganj and Uttarpada. India has welcomed the announcement on the operationalization of visa-free transit for Indian nationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said the decision reflects the enduring partnership between India and France.
The removal of the requirement of transit visas for Indian passport holders was agreed between Prime Minister and President Macron during their meeting in Mumbai in February this year. The government of France has now operationalized this agreement, and Indian nationals transiting through mainland France exclusively by air will no longer need a transit visa with effect from 10th April 2026.
India has welcomed Japan's review of three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology. Mr. Jaiswal said defense and security cooperation forms an important pillar of India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership. The government today said that it is committed to ensuring that citizens do not face any inconvenience amid the evolving situation due to the West Asia crisis. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that domestic LPG supply remains normal across the country. In Uttarakhand's Tehri district, a tragic accident occurred today in the Chamba police station area on the Chamba-Kotinel road when a vehicle fell into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of eight people on board. Three individuals were rescued alive from the accident site. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed deep sorrow over the incident and directed the district administration to ensure proper medical care for the injured. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has undertaken a series of structural reforms over the past decade to improve the ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for investment. Addressing the Indian and German defence industry leaders during the Defence Investors Summit in Munich, Germany, Mr. Singh invited the German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India, particularly in the fields of niche technologies. India's young shooters won one gold and one bronze medal today in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event, Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the men's category, Naren Pranav, Vanita Suresh bagged the bronze medal. In the 10-meter rifle event, India is leading the medal tally with two gold, four silver and three bronze medals. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 74 for 2 in 6.2 overs against Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when the reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl. Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.